That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everything going with everyone? Tonight, I'm going to be hopefully answering a lot of your questions. Not that I have exact answers, but I think I can help you a little bit with timing. So here we go. Everything seems to be going in slow motion, maybe, but this energy cannot be stopped. So let's find out about it. Our energetic shift is accelerating. It's great energy, and we are going in the right direction. Maybe you don't think so quite yet. I'm going to talk about the banks, our food, the choices we're making, and how to continue through these changes. First up, people will not be traveling as much all over the next 3 years. It's already happening now. We are all going to see a different world coming into view, and we're going to help create that. Sometimes I ask myself, did I really want to be here on this planet at this time? Did I really want to be here for these changes? The answer is yes. I do know that I had a life change while I was in this body. As a matter of fact, I've had a couple of out-of-body powerful experiences. And I do know that I am a teacher for growth, for great changes. And so are you. Some of us create, and some of us show the way. Some of us are making critical decisions to take which path. There is no one way to walk this road. I do have a caller, so I would like to welcome the caller. This is Marty from D.C., Washington. What can I do for you, Marty?
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's a joy to talk to you, and I would love to have your perspective on what I can see in 2023. My birthday is April 1st.
Well, you know what, Marty? That's going to be a long reading, and I'm going to have to take that offline. I'm telling everybody tonight generally what's coming in 2023. I've been working on this every week, but tonight I'll be a little bit more specific. But I would love to talk to you offline and give you a reading. So if you'll check out my website, that would be great.
Okay, and then I do pick a card tonight just for the short overview?
Just listen. Listen to the show, and you'll hear, I think, what you need to hear. And okay. I'll give you your personal reading offline. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
My purpose is to talk to you about what's happening right now, in the moment. is not way far away when none of us will be alive, but right now. You really can't predict too far out. I've always said that. And I say to people that I predict within the next 6 months because there are too many choices and variables that can change things as we walk through this heavy, dark time. Travel less. Air traffic controllers are in a shortage. People don't want to do that job. As a matter of fact, they're putting in some untrained people, and that's a little scary. The job is very stressful. Airlines will be canceling flights all through the summer. It's not horrible because people are supporting jobs. Areas of the world that are not healthy for themselves or others right now. So it's not horrible not to be traveling all over the place. We really have to collect ourselves with everything that we've been through. As I have said many times, you will see fast food places starting to close down because of what they are putting into the food. They just plan to put in the RNA from the vaccine in the fast foods so that they can get that stuff inside the human body. What goes on inside those manufacturing plants and that we're putting into our bodies is so unhealthy. How can so many children have cancer? Why are we all so obese? And why do we have so many health issues? The poison, small animal body parts, and everything else. The message is being brought to us. It is time to change. It's not punishment, and it's not random. But it is a message that things have to be cleaned up and changed. We lost a lot of loved ones during the pandemic. A lot of people off the planet. They came here to do that, and if we hadn't had the experience, we would not be at the place where we are looking at the world problem. And we know that we have to come together. The pandemic created a permanent world change, that's for sure. Communities have come together, and they say, we all don't have to agree on everything, but if we respect one another, we can come to conclusions that are healthy for everyone. Things that are productive and creative. There are some wonderful communities all over this country, and I know that I'm in one where I am. Money is beginning to become meaningless. It's digits and numbers in a computer. And it's all an illusion. The stock market is an illusion. Goods and services is what counts. The more you offer to others, the more valuable you become. And the more you create and connect to a higher frequency that's going to return back to you, the more solid you become in your own security. What frequencies are we putting out there to create income for ourselves? Whatever it is, you want to do it solely focused on that. And you have to have money to pay for all your bills. That's always a part of it. Working through all of the systems. We have so many systems. And they will eventually dissolve. But until they do, we have to use them in the best possible way to make all these choices. It all counts. My grandmother used to tell me, everything you do is written down. I didn't believe her until I began to study metaphysics and the other energies. My grandmother was a great shaman from Maine. She was very wise and very good. You know, the dishwasher and washing machine, soap pots, the government tells you it's all biodegradable. Now, they are forced to tell the public that it's really not biodegradable. That it is more popular now to be truthful and authentic, and people are going to stop supporting people that go out there and lie to manipulate and do all they can. They're not telling you that those pods are really plastic going into the sewer system, and that the result is that women are finding plastic toxins in their breast milk. The truth is starting to come out. That's one example of what's been going on, and it has to stop. People are going to stop supporting people that lie and manipulate and do all kinds of crazy things that we've always accepted, shrug our shoulders, and walk away. Power corrupts? No. People make choices. True power is amazing, and all of you hold it. No one who comes into power can hold that position without other people. But if we don't begin to make higher decisions, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be good. We have to do this. We have to be transparent and stay in our truth. All this has been predicted. Building communities, less travel, opening up to your intuition, having your pet project dreams, and developing your psychic abilities and intuition. I've been talking about this for the past 3 years, and it's all happening now. They used to lock you up and call you crazy. Not anymore. When I was little, I was known as the crazy lady down the block. Then I wrote 10 books, and they stopped talking. Scientists like Greg Braden talk about scientific facts that we are all connected into one energy field, and this affects everything. So these predictions aren't for the future because they are already happening. Even 2,000 years ago, Rumi wrote a poem called The Field. I know a friend of mine that put that poem to music, and Dr. Deepak Chopra has used it often. So we know there's a field, and we've always known that there's a field of energy. I'm going to tell you a little part of it. Far beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When you lie down in that grass, there's nothing more to talk about, because ideas, language, and even the phrase each other makes no sense. It's really beautiful. We are all connected into one energy field, and this affects everything. So these predictions aren't for the future. They're tonight, they're happening, they're on their way, they're now. With the formation of the solar holy arc on March 28th, we are shifting and moving out of a lower frequency choices into higher frequencies. If you do not make higher frequency choices from now on, there will be an instant cause and effect coming directly to you. We are not going to go into opposition or into any kind of conflict. We are creators. We're going into creating. When you go into that creative space, the higher energies, the energies will never ask you, what is my purpose? They will show you. It's really a beautiful energy. When you go in to those higher vibrations of consciousness, you bring in support, new thoughts, new ideas, and you will be cheered on by your invisible support system. Areas will open up for you magically. So quit arguing with people. People are allowed to think what they want to think. You don't have to feel or support negative energy. That's your decision. When you realize this truth, you will see this movement really isn't bad. It's actually pretty good. I quit the stock market last October. Boy, did that feel good. I don't know how people can live that way, with that anxiety. It's all an illusion. It's high-profile gambling, and the house usually wins. I had a very challenging winter, along with some physical challenges, but I know that I have a mission here. There's nothing you can't do. You are an authority here. Anything that you have triumphed over, you can teach to others. And that's important to remember. Anything that you have triumphed over, you can teach to others. You could be a coach. You could work with art. You could be calming the children. You could help with pets. You can fix the unfixable. There are so many things open to you. Ask yourself, why is this happening to me? What can I do now to make better choices? That's what's happening now, and we're all seeing it. There are new organizations, people with money and power who want to do good things. It's all happening, but you have to make that choice. The time is now. You got to walk out of your fear and sit down and get centered and then just go for it. Once you're through the transition, you'll get to travel. You'll get to be solid in your community. You will feel great abundance, the abundance of support, kindness, gratitude, as well as financially, because you will be valued and you will value yourself. And that's the best gift of all. No more conflict, no more pointing fingers, no more separating people. You affect other people. Your high frequency changes the atmosphere in the room. Why? Because we're all one energy field, and people of a lower vibration always vibrate towards people with a higher frequency. It feeds them life, and that's one thing that we cannot manufacture, the mystery of life. This system we have all been living under isn't real. It's an illusion and it will collapse. It's built on sand, the sand of dishonesty and lies. But we're going to rebuild. We're going to build indestructible pyramids. Is everybody ready? Now we're going to talk about the month of May and the spring energies after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, April 24th through April 30th, 2023. April 23rd to the 25th brings minor harmony and sharing to communicating new ideas and emotions. There could be a tendency to escape into a dream world as a way of coping with stress. If you are putting important matters off or denying that they exist, you will need to face them head on later in the week when you could fall behind, leading to a sudden setback and unhappy bosses and superiors. This could be hurtful and bruise your ego. It's best to put focused thoughts and energies to creating what's next in your life, but know that you must look for long term rather than an I want it now mindset. Tuesday is an incredibly productive time, so get as much work done as possible, especially if you have a deadline approaching. Thursday's lunar T-square between the moon in Leo, opposing Pluto in Aquarius, while squaring the sun in early Taurus, reminds us that sometimes it's easier to go along with a crowd than to get your own way. Some tough decisions must be made that could require giving in, but the choice is always up to you. The energy becomes light and friendly for the weekend, so plan on a TGIF night out with friends and colleagues. The theme of collective change is evident in this quality of time. Saturday, you could reach beyond your comfort zone by trying some new and adventurous things. Spontaneity will make your day exciting and memorable. Back in December 2020, a conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter took place at 0 degrees Aquarius. With it came a profound change from an Earth-emphasized energy to an air-emphasized energy, and a new time frame and new vibration began. Pluto, at the same degree as that conjunction, is now aspected by the April 20th solar eclipse. We will witness significant conflicts between the old and the new forces that will occur in the weeks ahead. Perhaps the events will give us an idea of the qualities of the new and what we should preserve from the old. These days, it is advisable to avoid emotional acts and to be mindful of yourself. Times of change bring new opportunities, but also a degree of uncertainty. The strategy of thoughtfully weighing opportunities and risks makes sense for business matters. In our personal lives, however, we are usually biased and act emotionally to upheavals. Be careful. Fears are a significant part of the human spectrum. In the horoscope, they belong to the sphere of Saturn, among others, but Saturn also stands for resilience and detachment, leading us to act consciously and with foresight. Saturn symbolizes allowing us to learn from the past and to imagine for the future. It is an occurrence happening all the time with Saturn, not only in times of transformation. Sunday has a laid-back vibration and suggests socializing while catching up with old friends. Have an enjoyable day. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And tonight we're talking about the spring energies and the Taurus Stellium. Now, a stellium means that there are 6 planets in Taurus in the month of May. Sun, Moon, Jupiter, Uranus, the North Node, and Mercury. So it's going to help us with the new Earth, the new energies, new vigor for life, new motivations, and new intentions. That's Taurus. Taurus rules the Earth. It's an Earth sign. We have very little fertile growth energy coming in the month of May. Very much fertile growth coming in the month of May. Plus the May 5th Scorpio lunar eclipse. And Pluto goes retrograde in Aquarius as well. It's important for you to have space, to have time, and to have openness, flexibility, room for movement, room for error. And this energy is going to be here in May. It won't be so crazy and scattered the way that it has been for the last 3 or 4 months. The vibration, rhythm, muscle movement that we've had for the past 8 to 10 years are very different now. They will not be working for you. Many of you who rely on routines will be implementing new ones. I've had to do that since the beginning of the year. The key word is new. N-E-W, new. Your old routines don't fit your lifestyle anymore, but routines will be very important with this very strong fixed energy that we now have. Most signs are in Taurus, which is a fixed sign. Pluto is in Aquarius, and that's another fixed sign. But Saturn and Neptune are in Pisces. That's a mutable sign. And it means that they're going to be calling for more flexibility. We're accustomed to Saturn and Aquarius. Since 2020, it was in Aquarius. And it moved in March. But we are going to have to start to become more flexible because it has moved into Pisces. Things are not going to be able to be rigidly asserted. A lot of us might have strong ideas. I know that's true. I don't have to absolutely see it. I know it. Like the desire to. Pluto brings you desires. And it's in Aquarius. Saturn is in early Pisces. And it wants to be this way and only this way. It's going to take more experimentation, more flexibility, and more hypothetical in our thoughts and approaches. We may have to test things out. I do see that. For us to get a better system into our life, like creating a new engineered system, new routines, new plans, new creative solutions to problems. Many people are holding back. Why can't I keep it still the same way and have I don't have to want to wait for a better system. I want it to stay the way it is. But we can settle. What we can do is realize that matters are going to go into a pending phase through the entire summer months, June through August. And this includes the Southern Hemisphere as well. These 3 months, June, July, and August, we will have a lot more testing and a spiritual flexibility until we can find new thoughts and a new normal for ourselves and for our lives. A lot of us are going to be saying, well, I don't know if this will work, but I'm going to try it. That feels right to me, so I'll give it a shot. In September, we will have made some new decisions and more locking in of a routine. But the entire years of 2023 through 2026, especially from March 23 to the end of 2024, when Saturn is in Pisces, we're going to have to make some new decisions. Saturn Pisces up to the 15th degree point will be very supportive for structuring a new experimentation and finding more flexible ways of doing things, a new system in your own life that works for you. Something that you may be having in May, again, this is intuitive, time after time, incident after incident, is just not satisfactory for you. You're going to realize this in May. You may have had the problem for years. You may have had it for months. Problem after problem comes along. Error message after error message comes along. Lack of agreement, lack of consensus is very likely now. We are moving out of all the planets in a direct motion. The 3 months that we just had, from the end of January through the end of April, and then we're going to begin the Mercury retrograde phase in Taurus, which we are already in, as well as Taurus fixed energy. So there will be a lot to see, a lot to uncover. Thoughts like, oh my God, how did I ever let anyone put that into my body? Or how could I eat that laboratory-created food? For all these years, I wasn't even questioning what I was consuming. Who and what did I pull into my life? What person? What event? What job? what experience did I pull into my life? You're going to be feeling this across the board, not only with food. It's like you're going to micro-examine everything. It's spending and the economy, your possessions, your property. If they have fallen into a negative condition, it will be a wake-up call, an exclamation point. Or it could feel like a wake-up slug, but only if you've not been aware of the problems. However, if you've been keeping up and are well off, you know can form a good plan moving forward, a totally strong, comprehensive understanding of how to clear out some of the chaos energy that you're sitting in, which can be very Cali or very like a tower moment energy. For some people, it can be somewhat destructive. I do feel that some of the chaos that some of us have been facing over the last 3 or 4 years need a little bit of destruction, a little bit of clearing away. They need that energy put towards them. Roll up your sleeves and get ready to clean out the garage, because that's what's needed now. So if you have something in your life that just haunts you and you can't get over it, feel free to alleviate it from your life, especially inanimate objects. Don't take this message seriously and go too out of it. Don't be throwing things out the window. Things that only fall on you, or that you choice of free will is, like continuing at the gym, or what food store you should shop at, or what you make your home environment feel like, your type of relationships that you allow in your life. Feel free to clean things up, because we need to reduce and release. Reduce and release. Take it down a notch or two. Minimize. Clean out and clean up. Put yourself into a situation where you can allow for your new growth. This is Elizabeth Joyce, but let's find out. We have a lot more to discuss on the other side of our half-hour break. I want to take a minute to thank Max for his loyalty and his devotion, because if it wasn't for him, we would not be having this show tonight. So thank you, Max. And we'll be back after these messages.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce. ¶¶
matter who's right or wrong. We've been hurting each other for much too long, and it's too late to try to say what might have been. It's over. Nobody wins. Make believing in forever is just a lie, and it seems a little sadder each time we try. 'Cause it's a shame to make the same mistakes again and again. Oh, it's over and nobody wins. We've gone
And that was Little Brenda Lee, and it's over. I danced to that song on American Bandstand years ago. It was so appropriate for the times that we're in now. If we could only sing it away. The past is over, and we're moving into the future. And there is no blame, so nobody wins. Well, we have the Saturn Uranus Square. Jupiter moves through the sign of Aries in about 4 months. That's huge. It's very fast. Then it moves into Taurus in mid-May and will retrograde pretty quickly. Over the Labor Day weekend, it retrogrades September 4th. But it's sprinted through Aries. And many people can feel more burned out than they realize. They feel worn out. So much has happened. So many things fell away. And they need to soothe, to relax, and recover. I'm feeling a slowed down routine along with the color green. The color green represents healing, and it's a power color for the month of May. It's the crystal. The crystalline for May is the emerald, the green emerald. What things are green? The earth is green. Springtime is green. Money in the U.S. is a greenback dollar. The solar plexus chakra is green. And the heart center is a golden yellow because those two chakras switched at 2012. The heart chakra became yellow to go in harmony with the new spiritual chakras. I wrote a book on that. It's on Amazon if you'd like to read it. For a business owner, there will be a lot of your economic and businesses this month, and it changes and becomes new. Not the old ways of doing things. It's different. It's more intuitive. And this shift will be defining itself as it moves along. So we don't know of all the answers. Not yet. If you're investing or if you're enterprising in any way at this time, If someone has a type and a need of direction and clarity, and everything is spelled out for you, it's just not going to be easy to finish it. It's not going to be available for you. It won't come together right away. It's slow. We all have fixed energy, but it's not going to have any guarantee. And it's not going to be solid in the way of expression. Why is that? Because Pluto at 0 degrees of Aquarius, because Saturn is an immutable sign of Pisces. These two aspects together will not allow anything to be definable. The big deal is that all of this Taurus energy wants that definition and wants that inner knowing of outer consensus. What people are craving, it may not be there. But people with long-term marriages, heritage property, important traditions, these things will become more valuable during this time because there's nothing holding on to it. Century-old traditions that are strong have a strong root, and they will endure. But anything new, like starting a new business or living in a new place, like pioneering a new chapter of her life, will not provide the strength of roots. It will be more etheric, like walking across a rope bridge in the wind. It won't feel stable. It may be fun-filled and busy, but the depth and the strength and that anchor will be missing. With Taurus in the last part of the second level, we are trying to reach a goal, and we may be getting someplace, but we know that there is more work to be done before we finally get there. That's going to be in the third part, when Uranus passes 16 degrees, when it really passes 20 degrees. I feel like there may be a hollowing out in May. If something in your life is taking too much from you, the burnout, the inconvenience, the pain of it will be so clear in May that you simply can't excuse it or cover it over anymore. Those relationships will not continue after May. That's really a good thing, because people romanticize and they cover up toxic behavior or dangerous, untruthful behavior. And all this needs to be let go of to make room for new people, new growth, new balance in their lives. If you idolize someone and find that the idolization crumbles, it will become clearer and clearer in May. All those things you idolize just may not be true. I call that disillusionment. And it happens more when you idolize an actor and then you finally meet them in person. You can go through disillusionment. Many will show you that there are new, healthier routines and comfort that you can receive instead of pushing so hard. If you've been dallying on starting your new beginning, the energies are still there in May. But once we get into June, it all changes. It's so rare to have six planets in one sign, and in Taurus, no less. June brings you back into reality, especially when Pluto moves back into Capricorn in June, and Jupiter is in Taurus. The Sun, Moon, Jupiter, North Node, Mercury, and Uranus are all in Taurus. Four is rare, but six is unheard of. Taurus represents the voice. It represents singing and beauty. Do you know that Barbara Streisand has six planets in Taurus in her chart, in her birth chart? That's where she got her stunning voice, one of a kind. A fabulous voice that is truly a gift from the universe. Taurus is about receiving and reception. You won't have to try so hard. It's very much about your natural abilities, your natural alignment. What is your soul gift? We all have a few. Do you know what yours is? Also, we have an eclipse on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, a lunar eclipse in Scorpio that will be working with our emotions. Both the April Taurus and May Scorpio eclipses will appear on the other side of the globe, not in the Northern Hemisphere, not in the USA, but in Africa, Asia, Indonesia, the Philippines. I'm going to be talking more about that next week. This eclipse in Scorpio on May 5th brings a level of chaos, a level of karmic difficulty that has never been seen before, on certain long-running problems, darkness. We will never have to deal with these issues again. It will bring finality. It's an opportune time to bring light into darkness. The cover-ups, the lies. It's going to bring in a huge transformation of energy. So please understand that it doesn't have to last forever. For the first few weeks of May, it will be chaotic. But then the energy will bring things more to a peaceful place. Just knowing that something tangible, something very real, will change during this eclipse. It will be brought to us after we remove the debris. It will be emotional for all of us, of course. The moon deals with our emotions, but it will never be that severe or that way again. It's received finality. Okay, now you know. Deal with it, because it's over. It's come to an end. That's the energy they will be feeling as we go through this second eclipse. Try to deal with this event on a higher level. Also, ask yourself, what do I need to deal with in my own life? What do I need to be finished with? Check your chart. Call me for a reading if you feel you need to. What is it that I will never have to deal with again? Keep a journal and watch it unfold. Then be grateful for this powerful dark energy to raise its ugly head, appear, only to be removed by the light and be gone. Hooray! Whatever needs to get to that level of stagnation. And that's a good word, stagnation. A lot of us have been in stagnation since we came into 20s, the terrible 20s. That is a big thing, especially in government and world leaders. Once you do it, once you're finished with this energy, you will be able to breathe again like a new spring. I'm starting a patron page on my website for you to read my weekly astrology, which I have been recording for years. It's very helpful and very valuable. And it's what supports these weekly radio shows and the YouTube channel. I do hope you will visit the page and let me know that you want me to continue with this weekly information. I need to know I have listeners. In May, Jupiter seems to be quickly moving away from Chiron. That's interesting. I think it's pretty much had its fill of dragging up the darkness and bringing it into the light. And I think you have too. We had some major Jupiter-Chiron hits through these last months. And I think that people, at least in their minds, received an understanding of what they have to do to clean up their lives, what they have to do to heal something, to make something more functional, more, well, the problem is, did you act on it? You thought about it. You felt it in your heart. You know you have to handle it. But did you act on it? That's the question. Hopefully you will as we go along. In May, we'll be seeing a lot of action from people. A huge cleaning out, clearing away the dark, stagnant energy. But Jupiter is not going to remain in Aries for too long this month. It exits on May 17th. And by June, it's gone. It's over. There is a small 2-week window to bring matters out into the light and sweep them away. Remove them from your life like a major chaos so that by June, the matter won't feel right anymore. And by the beginning of May, you'll be saying, I'm done with all that. No more. And the need to endure any more of it just moves away. Moves out of your home, moves out of your life. Now, Chiron will retrograde back eventually, but that's a long way down the road. Mars finishes its trek through Cancer and enters Leo on May 21st, which is good, really good. We're going to be a lot healthier with our minds, with our bodies, and Mars is going to be so relieved. After a retrograde for 6 months in Gemini, and then moving into debilitation Cancer, because Mars is debilitated in Cancer, it can be very fearful in that sign. But now it enters into the energizing fire sign of Leo. Things are going to pick up. Some energy that was here from last September 2022 to May of 2023, something that's been so dysfunctional, can clear up, clear out of the way, and it will be very, very nice to see that happen. It's like cleaning out your closets and your drawers, and you will feel so relieved. Venus is moving from the sign of Gemini into the sign of Cancer, and there's nothing problematic with that. Lean into your family and friends during this time. Share more. Summer is coming. It's time for good health, new family, maybe new babies or a wedding, along with new friends. Very nice energy. Also, we will be having some Venus-Mars conjunction later in the summer. And this energy brings in new romance. So everything's in bloom over the summer of 2023. The Venus-Mars conjunction is from the end of June, June 25th, over the July 4th. So that's exciting to know. Relationships hit a home run this summer. Focus on them, both family, friends, and romance. The energies are very loving, so find in yourself to open up space for that. Here's the May rundown for you. It's the end of the show, and I'll give you the rundown. Here we go. May 5th, the lunar eclipse in Scorpio. May 9th, Sun-Uranus conjunction, which will put a light on the energies that Uranus has been working with over the last 5 years, probably having to do with money and food supply, economics around the world, cryptocurrency issues. On May 9th, there could be a launch of some type concerning currencies brought up and activated. May 14th, Mercury ends its retrograde. That's also Mother's Day. Mercury has dealt with food, agriculture, any type of plant growth, crop growth, planning and planting may be delayed because of the Mercury retrograde energy. Food imports, food exports, all can have some kind of a challenge now. And over the summer, because Mercury has been retrograde. The Taurus solarium is here in full force for the first half of May. There will be a new way forward or some kind of new technology coming out with regard to food or food processing. Fabrics will also feel this energy. Cottons, silks, style, and shortage of fabric. Finally, Pluto retrogrades in Aquarius on June 2nd, but goes into its storm 5 days before that at the end of May. Pluto, the wrecking ball, moves back into Capricorn on June 11th. Pluto never made it to 1 degree, so we really did have only a taste of what it will feel like in Aquarius over the last few months. It turns back direct on October 5th and moves back into Aquarius on January 23rd, 2024. So we're still now going to be going back into that Capricorn government and big business destructive energy so that it can finish up where it left off. There's a lot going on, and I will continue to walk you through it. Please remember to go to my website and become a patron. Become a support. I would appreciate it. Now it's time for Nat to remind us about how important love is all over the world. And then William will remind us about the moonlight and its gift to us. Again, thank you, Max. And we'll see you all next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce saying good night.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was.
Found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
On my stars tonight. Will you take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight? You heard on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Will you carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path.
and walk it as a son or daughter of God.